CRTV Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Et vous êtes là, comme tous les matins, Kelly et Ben, pour les nouvelles. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The top stories. The Indomitable Lions of Cameroon clash with Zimbabwe's Warriors in a decisive AFCON 2025 qualifier at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium today in Yaoundé. The encounter will determine who finishes at the top of the group. Out of Cameroon, nearly 100 lorries transporting food aid to Gaza have been looted after the convoy entered through the southern section of the city. And those were our top stories. Now the news in full. We begin at Parliament, where the bill to authorise the President of the Republic to ratify the agreement on criminal police cooperation between Central and East African states has been scrutinised by members of the Foreign Affairs Committee of the National Assembly. The draft law, which aims to identify avenues for police cooperation between the two sub-regions and enable a common approach to combating transnational organised crime, terrorism and violent extremism, has been defended by the Minister of Territorial Administration, Paul Atangangi. He was assisted by the Minister Delegate to the Minister of External Relations in charge of relations with the Commonwealth, Felix Mbayu. After the in-camera deliberations, Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Bateta Toekwe asked Minister Paul Atangangi how important the draft legal instrument is. This is what he had to say.
This is a legal instrument which is very interesting because the police services in Central and East Africa will, as from now, work under one global framework, and their scope of intervention will be larger. They are putting in place mechanisms to track down criminals, to provide legal documents, and to put in place training centers where they can come out with one common objective and a roadmap how to fight organized crime. So I think if the government has tabled this bill in front of Parliament, is to send a powerful message to criminals, to terrorists, that there can be no hiding place for them. As you are moving from one country to the other, you should know that the police is behind you.
Territorial Administration Minister Paul Atangangi talking to Parliamentary Affairs correspondent Doris Bateta Toekwe. From security to health, reinforcing the immunity of children aged 0 to 5 is the main focus of the second phase of the polio response campaign in the Far North region. Ahead of the campaign, which is set to run from this Friday, November the 22nd to the 25th, across 32 health districts, the Secretary General at the North Governor's Office, Far North Governor's Office, representing the Governor, emphasized the need for collective efforts to meet the eradication goal during an advocacy meeting. Faith Nguang reports.
Stepping up the fight against polio, a reality in the Far North region. Administrative and local authorities are working tirelessly to ensure the success of the second phase of the polio response campaign. The Secretary General at the Far North Governor's Office, Evariste Atanganazua, representing the Governor of the region, stresses the importance of the campaign.
Various measures have been taken to guarantee the access in different localities despite of the flood.
This phase, covering over 33 health districts, targets children aged 0 to 5. According to Dr. Yaya Alhaji Adam, Regional Coordinator for the Extended Immunization Program, the campaign aims to reach every eligible child.
We have other strategies that we added, like vitamin A. The children who have not been vaccinated, they are about more than 10,000.
Adding to the initiative, BUNEC is stepping in to provide birth certificates for children aged 0 to 90 days. This phase reflects government's continued commitment to eradicating polio. Marwa, Faith Nguang, CRTV.
We stay in health. Some media men in the Southwest region have been educated on concise key messages for dissemination on the upcoming national health campaign on maternal and child and action nutrition week. The media mobilization campaign took place yesterday at the regional delegation of public health in Boya, Southwest region, as you tell us, Ndotondiale.
In line with government's effort to maintain a healthy population under the package of the universal health coverage, a health campaign on maternal and child health and nutrition action week has been built for Friday 22nd to Sunday the 24th of November in all 21 health districts in the Southwest region. Reason for the mobilization of media men for mass communication so that no child or pregnant woman is left out. Madame Okwele Cynthia Tabot is focal point nutrition at the Southwest Regional Delegation of Public Health.
It's about supplementation of vitamin A and deworming tablets to children. The main objective is to reduce child and mother morbidity and mortality.
She emphasizes on the importance of the health campaign.
Vitamin A supplementation has benefits such as improving the sight of the children, strengthening immunity, deworming, fighting against intestinal worms, boosts also the child's growth.
The national health intervention that targets children 0 to 5 years of age and pregnant women will entail fixed post and mobile strategies in order to attain a maximum coverage. Ndoto Diale, CRTV News, Buya.
Reverend Miki Hans Abia is the new moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, PCC, elected for a 5-year mandate at the just-ended elective synod in Buya, deemed the Synod of Assurance. He will serve alongside Reverend Ayok Solomoneta, elected as Synod Clerk, as they lead the church's spiritual and administrative journey in the next years. Bridget Ndiapa Sambiwan reports.
The new moderator of the Presbyterian Church in Cameroon, the Reverend Miki Hans Abia, picked a landslide victory to head the church alongside the Reverend Ayok Solomon Eta as Synod Clerk. After presenting their statements of faith, the electorates of all the 31 presbyteries and the heads of PCC departments cast their vote in the presence of the independent observers, among them leaders of sister churches of Nigeria, Uganda, Council of Protestant Churches in Cameroon, SEPCA, in favor of the seventh moderator, the Reverend Miki Hans Abia, born on the 13th of November 1966 in Tombell, hails from Ngembu Mbengwi subdivision in Momo, Northwest region of Cameroon. The new PCC moderator enrolled into the Presbyterian Theological Seminary Kumba in 1993 and graduated in 1997 with a diploma in theology. He was posted to Kembong Manfe Presbytery to begin his pastoral ministry, then appointed to PC Egbeko as parish pastor and treasurer in same presbytery. In 2004, the Reverend Miki Hans was appointed and inducted as Manfe Presbyterial Secretary and parish pastor, Manfe Town Congregation. In 2008, he graduated from the Presbyterian Theological Seminary Kumba with a master's degree with specialization in systematic theology. The Reverend Miki Hans Abia is married to Vivian Afo Miki and they are blessed with 4 children. Boya, Bridget Ntep Asam Mbiwan, CRTV.
Out of Cameroon, the United Nations Relief and Works Agency has reported the violent looting of 97 out of 198 lorries transporting food in Gaza. The incident occurred after the convoy entered the southern Gaza through the Israeli-controlled Kerem Shalom crossing, with drivers reportedly forced at gunpoint to unload the aid. This marks one of the most severe cases of aid looting in the region. In sports, Cameroon's Indomitable Lions will face Zimbabwe's Warriors today at 2 p.m. at the Ahmadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé in a crucial Group G showdown, with both teams already qualified for the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations. Today's match will determine who finishes at the top of the group. Coaches of both teams, Mark Brees of Cameroon and Michael Nees of Zimbabwe, during separate pre-match press conferences yesterday, expressed the unwavering confidence of their squad's ability to secure victories in Tuesday's encounter, as you tell us, Ben Collins, Noibairoa.
The Indomitable Lions tactician, Mark Brees, was accompanied to the press conference by defender Christopher Waugh. Both men were unanimous that their objective is to win this Tuesday's game against Zimbabwe and top Group G of the 2025 Africa Cup of Nations qualifiers. Coach Mark Brees further highlighted that to achieve that objective, he will play with his best team.
Our trainings are very concentrated, very direct. Zimbabwe is a good team, it's very fast, so we have to be careful.
To the coach of the Warriors of Zimbabwe, Michael Nees, they are not in Yaoundé on a safari trip. He says the FIFA ranking is at stake.
Although both teams are qualified, it's still a football match which we have to respect. Could be a little bit more exciting game than usual. On the other side, we have to respect also the opponents. With the FIFA ranking will be also affected by such games.
Cameroon currently tops Group G with 11 points, followed by Zimbabwe with 9 points. Both sides have already qualified for next year's Africa Cup of Nations to take place in Morocco. The confrontation this Tuesday begins at 2 p.m. at the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium in Yaoundé.
And we wish victory unto our Lions and